With WMUK News, I'm Arlene McMichael. It'll be an historic moment on Saturday at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Nearly all of the museum's permanent collection on its main floor has been deinstalled to make way for a major 12-week traveling exhibit of African-American art. Kalamazoo is one of six stops in the United States for the Black Refractions exhibit, and the only city in the Midwest hosting it. Belinda Tate is here with us to tell us more. Tate, this month marks 5 years as executive director of the KIA. Welcome back to WMUK.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Give us an overview of the exhibit.
The exhibit is called Black Refractions, Highlights from the Studio Museum in Harlem. It is one of the best collections of African-American art in the country, and it's one of the most significant exhibitions that's traveling the U.S. this year. And I'm quite grateful to the American Federation of Arts for making this opportunity available to us.
You are using all of your four exhibit spaces on your main floor for this exhibit. Is this the first time you've ever done this?
Well, we're not only dedicating all of our temporary exhibition spaces to this exhibit, but we are actually deinstalling our permanent collection in order to host three distinct simultaneous exhibitions that feature African American art history and culture. So for the first time, nearly all of our exhibition spaces will be transformed into a celebration of Black art and culture for 12 weeks.
Let's talk a little bit about Black Refractions. How many artists will be featured, and what is the range of artwork that we are going to see?
You will see works in a variety of media: painting, sculpture, digital media, photography, drawing, collage, and the like. This is a very important exhibition because the Studio Museum lies at the intersection of what happens in the art world as it relates to the African diaspora globally. The exhibit features about 70 years of work. We have about 91 objects on view by some of the leading artists working globally today, and by some of the most important artists within the American landscape.
Are there some artists or pieces that you're especially excited about? And did I hear that one of them did a portrait of President Barack Obama?
Absolutely. This is the first time our institution will be exhibiting the work of Kehinde Wiley. And many know him because of the extraordinary portrait of Barack Obama that he completed a couple of years ago. But Kehinde is a fabulous artist. His work is deeply rooted in the history of art, and he completes work that really deal with notions of power and empowerment. His work is deeply rooted in the history of art, and it causes us to look back on history and rethink things we may have taken for granted in the past, while elevating images of Black people within the museum landscape.
What do you think this exhibit can do for the greater Kalamazoo community?
I feel this exhibit is transforming this community. One, because we have been able to work very closely with nearly a dozen partners who are helping us leverage this exhibit and all that it represents throughout the community. The Kalamazoo Public Library will be a great example of that. Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo College, Kalamazoo Valley Community College, the Black Arts and Cultural Center, the Arts Council, and many, many others. Because we have so many stakeholders involved, we are able to do so much more than we ever could have imagined with this exhibition. And each of our partners are not only hosting programs in collaboration with us, but they're hosting their own programs at their own sites. So we'll have access to audience members that we often don't have access to. My hope is that at the end of this exhibition, people will have a deep understanding of the fact that art is art, that aesthetics are not limited by any particular ethnic identity, and that African Americans have been major contributors and full players within the artistic landscape of America since the very beginning.
In addition to this exhibit, you were talking about two associated exhibits that are going to be part of this. One of them is Where We Stand, Black Artists in Southwestern Michigan. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This exhibition features nine artists from our region. I really wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to have their voices heard within this larger context of national and international Black voices.
And then you have culled from your collection works from Black artists, is that correct? And you're putting that on display. You're calling it Resilience, African American Artists as Agents of Change.
I think people are going to be surprised and delighted when they have the opportunity to experience our holdings in this way. Our exhibition really spans about 150 years of history. It includes major works by Edmonia Lewis and Robert Selden Duncanson, artists who were born free but during the time of enslavement in America, and demonstrates their contributions to the nation and beyond as free persons during that time. And it continues all the way up to works that were produced in the last year or two by artists such as Tylon Sawyer, a Detroit artist, and Bethany Collins, an artist working out of Chicago.
Thank you for joining us, Belinda Tate.
Thank you so very much.
Admission to the KIA will be free on Saturday, opening day for the Black Refractions exhibit. For details and the longer interview with KIA Executive Director Belinda Tate, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.